Bat Skelton program, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash, Tide. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. Ladies and gentlemen, MGM's number one clown, and voted by you in radio's best magazine poll as one of your three favorite comedians, Red Skelton.
Are you busy, Mr. Skelton?
No, Mr. Fred, come in. I'm only trying to figure out what to get my family for Christmas.
You folks must have one Christmas.
Oh, yes. My wife gives me shoes, my little girl gives me socks, my little boy gives me shoestrings. My feet have a very Merry Christmas. Well, let's see. I got to figure out some more presents here. Present for the cook, one from the houseboy.
Now, Mr. Skelton, I wanted to speak to you. What? I wish you wouldn't refer to me as your houseboy anymore.
Yes, it does sound kind of silly, doesn't it? Get a load of the boy, will you? This guy's so old he can remember when you could tell people whether they were Scotch or not before you could smell them. Well, that don't make any sense at all. He remembers when Russia wanted to be recognized, but not for what she is. Better? Hey, Stalin has a profitable hobby now, hasn't he? Ask me, what is it?
Yeah, really? Yeah. What is his hobby?
Collecting china.
Just by Tide.
Say, is this the morning mail?
Yes, sir, here you are. And I do hope you won't find any bad news.
Oh, Mr. Fred, you worry too much.
Well, you're always telling me not to worry, but I notice you're pretty high-strung, too.
Well, you see, I inherit that from my grandfather.
Oh, he was high-strung?
Yes, he was a horse thief. Any mail that should be answered?
Yes, this one should.
What is it?
Dear Mr. Skelton, just mail the overcoat that you ordered. To make the package lighter, I removed all the buttons. P.S. You'll find the buttons in the right-hand pocket.
Signed, Mickey Cohen's Haberdashery. He's really helpful, isn't he?
Anybody home?
Yeah, come on in, Rod. Come on in.
I came over to see if you did anything about your new picture, The Yellow Cab Driver.
Yeah, I'm learning my part right now.
Learning your part?
Yeah.
Well, when are you going to get out and start living around the people that you try to portray?
What do you mean?
Well, if I had your opportunity to play your part, I'd become a real cab driver.
Oh?
And you could give an honest and a convincing performance.
What do you mean, give an honest and convincing performance? I come from a theatrical family. We've been on the stage for years. Get a load of this. What now, brown cow?
Oh, Red, that's not like you.
Well, maybe you're right. You know, actors should live the parts they play. Let's hire a cab and I'll do it.
Okay, when do we start?
Right after Dave Rose and his orchestra plays Canasta.
That's Cumanah.
Oh, Cumanah.
Thank you. You know, I can tell you that Procter & Gamble's Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any other washing product that's known today. I can offer evidence in the fact that Tide is outselling all the other wash day products. But the actual proof, that's up to you. You've got to actually try a package of Tide. Then you'll know that Tide does get clothes cleaner. Cleaner than any soap. Cleaner than any other suds. Cleaner than any other washing product known. You'll discover that unlike soap, Tide removes both dirt and soap film, too. And yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. Even brightens them. Your shirts and towels and curtains will come out a beautiful white and stay white week after week. So buy Tide and prove it for yourself. See why women are buying more Tide than any other wash day product in America. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Tide is dirt. Our Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Red, here's a little lunchroom where all the cab drivers hang out.
Yeah.
Let's go and have a talk with some of them.
Okay,
huh?
Okay. I think you'll know who's coming.
Hey, is that that Southern Fried waitress?
Yeah. What are you little old ham-fed boys gonna have?
You got any stewed chicken?
The best little old stewed chicken you ever saw.
Well, give it some black coffee and a cold shower. That'll sober it up.
Oh, I'm a whole canasta deck, if you ask me.
Don't I know you?
Well, he's Red Skelton, you know. Have you heard him on the radio?
No, you see, I'm from the South. And at the Mason-Dixon line, we have a transmitter that eliminates all Yankees from the network. Well, what are you going to have?
Well, I'll have some turkey. I ordered turkey with jokes like this.
Well, I'll have turkey, too.
Yeah.
You want coffee? To drink?
No, we'll wait till the prices come down.
Yeah. Hey, wait. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring. Coffee was so high. Oh, well, back to the funny stuff. Yeah. Here we are. Hey, over there's some cab drivers. Do you know any of them?
No, but come on, let's eat first.
Yeah, okay.
Here's your turkey.
Boy, that looks good. Here. This is the toughest turkey I've ever seen. Hey, I'll bet this thing took away the axe from the guy that was going to kill it. Oh, is this turkey? Hey, Rod, call Salt Lake City and see if that statue of that seagull's missing.
Oh, don't be silly, Red. Turkeys aren't tough.
They're not, huh? Then this knife is awful tender, boy.
Hey, we're in luck.
Why?
There's a cab driver I know, Willie Lumplum.
I know him, too. You go talk to him, will you? I'm going to stay here and give this turkey one more chance to surrender.
I must have drove closer to that bus than I thought. I got five fenders here.
Hiya, Willie.
Well, don't yell at me. If you want to go somewhere, hop in the back of the cab. If you don't want to go there, don't bother me.
Well, Willie, I only wanted to talk to you.
Oh, you want to talk to me? Huh? Well, I got no time for deadbeats. No time for deadbeats. Did you know that I've hauled so many deadbeats in my cab that the little flag on the meter's at half mast?
How would you like to make $50?
$50? Yeah. I don't know. Tell me what I got to do. And I don't trust you.
Why?
You don't look right to me, boy. You just don't look right. I've seen a lot of people in my cab, boy, but you just don't look right to me. I gotta be careful what kind of schemes I accept to do, you know.
I can imagine.
This easy money thing. Like the other day, some guy gets in my cab and he says, hey, buddy, getting real friendly, like he says, hey, buddy, here's $50. I want to commit suicide. Drive me over a cliff.
You know, the guy must have been nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I said the guy must have been nuts.
He was. My hospital bill was $100. I've never been so mad at anybody in all. I got so mad. Oh, I've never been so mad.
Really?
I call him things I wouldn't call a golf ball.
Look, I need your cab for about an hour to let Red Skelton pick up a few fares.
Why?
You see, he's going to do a picture about cab drivers, and he needs some first-hand experience.
Oh, in that case, okay, okay. I'll crawl in this hallway here and take a little nap. That don't sound like me, do you? You sure that wasn't supposed to be Nip? Okay, give me the 50 bucks, will you? Give me the 50 bucks. I got to get a bottle of cough medicine. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know what you want to buy, but it's your life, Willie.
Well,
why don't you try drinking water?
Well, you see, I tried that once, you know. And water ain't got any vitamins in it.
Well, there's none of that other stuff either.
If I'm going to miss my vitamins, it's got to taste good.
Okay, here's your money.
Okay, it's all there, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I should have done this because you don't look right to me.
Okay, Skelton, here's the cab, and now you're on your own.
Okay, I'll put on some dark glasses so nobody will recognize me.
And here's your cab driver's hat.
Okay, wish me luck. I'll just cruise around the block and pick up a passenger. Okay. Uh-oh, there's Mrs. Fussy. Well, I'll have to stop for her. She's out in the middle of the street, and I can't get around her. Where to, ma'am?
Driver, take me to 903 Bel Air Road.
Yes, sir.
And drive carefully now, won't you? At this time of the year, there are lots of out-of-towners.
Oh, yeah.
My, what a day. Believe me, I'll shop early next year. I feel like I've been drugged.
You look like you've been drug up an alley.
Driver, please! Please drive more carefully and keep both hands on the steering wheel. Stop sticking your left hand out the window. I'll tell you when it's going to rain.
I gotta put out my hand to signal the cars in back of me.
Tourist. Say, driver, don't I know you from somewhere?
Oh, no, no, ma'am. Nobody knows me from nowhere. Nowhere.
Well, now, how come you don't look anything like this picture on your identification card?
Well, I was very sick when that was taken.
Nobody could be that sick. I demand that you remove your dark glasses.
Okay, okay, now.
Oh, Mr. Skelton!
Yes, Miss Fussy, I'm...
Well, of all the low-down sneaky tricks...
Well, I was only...
What some people won't do to try and get acquainted.
Hmm?
Now you let me out of this cab, you fiend, you...
Fiend?
My, it's getting so a girl isn't safe anyplace. You stop this bucket of bolts right now. Stop it, I said.
Okay, okay, okay.
Skelton...
Yes?
I wouldn't ride with you if my life depended on it.
Well, I'm sorry.
But I will say one thing, Skelton.
Yes?
It's good to see you working for an honest living. Good day!
Well, how'd you make out?
I didn't. Stand back while I park this hat. What happened?
Well, the bumpers are caught.
Oh.
Boy, this is your day. Here comes Mr. Bragg.
Oh, Mr. Know-it-all. I'll ignore him.
Hi, Skelton. I thought that was you dressed like a cabbie. Mm-hmm. I see your bumper's caught on the other car.
It looks that way, yeah.
Oh, now this calls for expert advice.
Mm-hmm. What a corny guy this is. He don't even know mule trains. Now, look, I know how to get the bumpers loose, so just none of your advice.
Maybe so, but if I were doing it, I'd do it the simple way.
Yeah?
Just jump on the bumper and work it loose.
Is that the way, huh?
Yeah.
Is something wrong, as if though I didn't know?
Why, certainly. You're jumping the wrong way.
Well, I can only go up and down, brother.
Well, you should jump first the right foot, then the left foot, then both together.
Oh, okay. How long do I keep this up?
Well... You can't expect me to know everything. I think one more jump should do it, however.
Yeah. Oh, my knee. Look what you made me do. I broke the bumper off the car.
Certainly. Jumping on a delicate piece of mechanism like that. No wonder. I knew you didn't know what you were doing when you started jumping down on it like that.
I don't think Willie Lumplum's going to like that lost bumper.
Yeah, and you better get those fenders touched up, too.
Yeah, who can we get to paint them?
The old master painter.
Old master painter? Who's he?
the old masturbator from the faraway hills. Painted the violence and the daffodils. He put the purple in the twilight haze. Then did a rainbow for the rainy days. Cleaned up the murals on the blue summer skies. Painted the devil in my darling's eyes. Captured the dreamer with a thousand thrills. The old master painter from the faraway hills. Then came his masterpiece, and when he was through, he smiled down from heaven and he gave me you. What a beautiful job on that wonderful day. The old master painter from the hills far away, far away, far away. The old master painter from the faraway hills painted the violets and the daffodils. He put the purple in the twilight haze. Then did a rainbow for the rainy days. Dreamed up the murals on the blue summer skies. Painted the devil in the darling's eyes. Captured the dreamer with a thousand thrills. The old master painter from the faraway hills. Then came his masterpiece, and when he was through, he smiled down from heaven and he gave me you. What a beautiful job on that wonderful day. The old master painter from the hills far away, far away, far away. The old master painter from the hills far away.
You know, there's a lot of truth in the saying such popularity must be deserved. You take Procter & Gamble's Tide. It certainly is popular. Why, you women are buying more Tide than any other wash day product in America. And there's a reason for that popularity. Tide gets clothes cleaner. Cleaner than any soap. Cleaner than any other suds. Cleaner than any other washing product known. You see, unlike soap, Tide removes both dirt and soap film, too. Yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens them. Tide gets sheets, tablecloths, and shirts a dazzling white and cleaner than any other washing product known. Yes, your first package of Tide will show you the reason for Tide's ever-growing popularity. You will see why Tide is outselling every other wash day product in America. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, Skelton, how did you make out?
Huh?
How did you make out?
Oh, I'm learning plenty. You know, being a cab driver is not easy. I picked up a guy and got the meter going the wrong way, see?
Yeah.
And then when I got him to where he was going, I owed him $6. Then the guy got mad because I wouldn't give him a tip.
Well, let me take over for a few fares.
No, I'm okay. Okay, get in. I'll drive you around the block a couple of times. How do you like this crate? Isn't it really rigged up, huh?
Yeah.
These cabs are really snazzy, huh? Look at that upholstery. Genuine leather. Yeah, run your hand over it.
We have to milk them 3 times a day.
Hey, and look at this guy.
Never mind showing me things back there. Just watch where you're driving. Look out!
What's with you? Help me get my head out of the glove compartment, will you? Oh, I knocked the guy's wheel off Evie's car. Uh-oh, he's coming over. Let me handle it.
What's the matter?
Hmm?
I ought to punch you in the nose.
Oh, just a second, bub. Maybe you don't know who I am.
Yeah?
I'm a yellow cab man. Do you get that? A yellow cab man. And what I mean, yellow. Now, look, don't start blaming me. It's not my fault if you stop short right in front of me and you didn't even put out your hand.
I was parked.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you so hard, it's going to unlace your shoes.
Oh, yeah? You're not unlacing my shoes, bud. You see? I wear button shoes.
All right, wise guy, take this.
Red, speak to me. You knocked him out. What's the big idea?
Help me throw him in the back seat of the cab.
I will not.
I said help me.
Hey, put that gun away. I'll help you.
Hurry up. Put him down there. All right, now you get behind the wheel.
Why?
You'll find out, fat boy. Start the motor, fat boy. This is us. Hurry up. Get it going there.
Oh, okay, Chief. Here's the money. Let's go.
Fine. Step on it, driver.
All cabs report. All cabs report in. Two bandits have escaped in a cab. All cabs report.
Don't touch that car phone, buddy.
Oh, I won't.
And get yourself out of this heavy traffic.
Yes, sir.
I'm still knocked out.
Come on, Junior. Come on now, hurry up.
But I can't walk as fast as you, kiddo, because me weight ain't as long as yours. I'm more of a dachshund type, you know. They call a taxi cab. I'm tired.
Now, I've tried to get a cab, but they're all filled.
Yeah,
and the empty ones won't stop.
Well, here comes one now. Taxi! Oh, the police whistle stopping.
You'll have to stop now. The lights change.
Yeah. Well, look who's driving the old gasoline buggy. It's old Fatso himself.
Oh, so it is. We are in luck.
Yeah.
He does have some passengers, but we can explain.
Sure.
Come on, Junior, hurry.
Yeah, come on.
Rod! Oh, Rod!
Hiya, Fatso! Hiya!
Come on, Junior, hurry and get in.
Yes.
No, Lorraine, don't get in.
He's right, sister. You can't get in here. Now get out.
Now, wait a minute, pool hall. Careful how you talk to me, Mummy. You'll get in trouble. I'm a pretty mean guy. I can get pretty nasty when I want to. Pretty nasty, I can get. I put uranium in my pablum this morning. Now, oh, my goodness, look, Mummy. There's a body on the floor.
Oh, no.
She's still knocked out. Call the police. Call the police, somebody. Policeman.
Okay, get in the cab, both of you.
Let go of my ear.
What is the meaning of this, Rob?
Well, Lorraine, these two men are crooks, and they're wanted in Los Angeles.
What's that?
These two men are crooks, and they're wanted in Los Angeles.
Well, why? Ain't there enough crooks in Los Angeles now? You're a real gangster, huh? Gangster. You meet that on your lap, huh?
Anything, loudmouth. Just pipe down.
That's a nice tie you're wearing, a bow tie, ain't it? Did you tie it yourself, or is it on elastic? Oh, look
hey,
at it, sir.
Stop stretching my tie.
Okay, I'll let go of it. Oh! Look at his Adam's apple run around to third base.
Hey, lady, will you please tell this kid to behave?
Junior, behave. You're annoying the gentleman.
Gentleman, he's a crumb bum. He's the crummiest kind of crumb bum.
Why do you call me a crumb bum?
He calls him the way he sees him.
We're going to miss him around here.
Hey, lady, if I had a kid like this, I'd give him a pair of cement shoes and let him go wading in the river.
And if I had an old man like you, I would wear them.
Look, lady, tell this little loose mouth to pipe down.
Oh, shut up.
Nobody can talk to Dapper Pat like that.
Dapper Pat, he say. Dapper. I've seen broken arms dressed better. You're the corniest looking dresser I ever see.
What do you mean? I've got good taste.
Oh, you have? Well, I'll bite you and find out.
Oh! Call him off, lady.
Junior, don't bite that hardened criminal. You want to break your teeth?
Yeah. he'll be sorry, because I ain't had me distemper shot yet, boy. You never had hydrophobia, had you? Wait till you start popping at the mouth. It makes you cute. Oh, boy.
You know something?
Yeah.
I ought to slap his face.
Oh, no, you won't.
No.
Well, lady, the old girl's got fire.
Yeah.
Look, just act civilized, sister.
Are you acting civilized? Robbery, terrifying, innocent people.
Yeah, tell him, Mummy. Tell him. Tell him now. He never had been told.
Go. You're too lazy to work or respect the rights of a free country.
That's it, Mummy. That's it. Yeah, there's an easier way of doing it without scaring people to death. Goodness, become a politician and pad a payroll or something. The way you're going about it, you could get 2 to 14 years. The other way, the most you can get 6 months.
Lady,
yes.
You sure got your hands full.
Well, maybe I have. But would you mind... Would you mind cracking that window? It's stuffy in here.
Let me crack it.
Junior!
Hey, what's with this little mug? He threw my gun out the window.
Junior, you sit down.
No, I'm going to get up in the front with Fatso.
No, don't let him get up there. He wouldn't try and grab the wheel and drive, would he?
What's the matter, crooked boy? Are you scared? Well, you should be, because I'll grab that wheel and turn it into the sidewalk, and it'll crash into a building. And then when everybody wakes up, they'll be trying on their wings for shine. All except me, and I'll be butting everybody with my horn. Oh, no.
Now what?
He scared himself.
Yeah, I scared myself.
Dry up, kid.
Don't you yell at me. Don't shoot me, please. Don't shoot me. Hey, fat boy.
Pull up a side street and we'll let these people out.
Oh, well, thank you. You're very kind.
He's kind. He's a crook. He's the worst kind. He's so crooked he could give transfusions to corpse food.
Hey, fat boy. Pull up a side street like I told you to.
Okay, but with so many people in the back seat, I can't see if anything's coming.
I'll look out the door here, the window here, and see if there's any. No, everything is all clear. Nothing coming but a big bus. But if you hurry, you can make it. Slowpoke.
Is everybody all right?
Yeah, but let me out of here. Come on, the cops will be here any second.
Well, Nash, that's the idea, stupid.
Get off my back.
No, I choked you.
Get off my back.
All right, is everyone okay?
No, arrest these two men. They're crooks.
Daytime Charlie and Dapper Pat. Okay, boy, put your hands up. You too, put your hands up.
Can I put mine up, too? Oh, goodness.
Officer, that sneaky one has a gun.
Okay, stand still while I frisk you. Now, what is your gun?
I got his gun. Here, yes.
Junior, put that thing down. It might be loaded.
Now, don't be afraid. We kids in the Skunk Patrol learn how to handle guns. If in doubt whether it's loaded or not, just pull the trigger and find out. Somebody must have got their income tax blank. Where'd everybody go? Mommy, where is everybody? Well, that's the life of a hero. Glorified one second, forgotten about the next.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
We'll miss him around here.
For beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen, don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
Now, a shampoo that conditions your hair. Conditions your hair to beautiful natural softness, natural sheen. It's the New Dream Shampoo with Beauty Conditioner. No other shampoo has this wonderful new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in gentle New Dream.
Don't just wash your hair. Condition it with New Dream.
The New Dream Shampoo with Beauty Conditioner. Try it.
Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.